This is Everyday Wealth with award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and personal finance expert Gene Chatsky.
When you are saying get a prenup, do you get pushback from people? I mean, my husband and I have a prenup. We knew we were going to have a prenup way before we had a prenup.
Well, yeah, I would say it's a mix. It's either yes or no. They are afraid of asking the question, or they know they need it. There's not a lot of gray area. So the clients who are afraid of asking the questions, they're the ones that I can say, let's have a conversation. And if you're coming into this of unequal means, what you're saying is, Gene, like you talked about, the second marriage is a very unique situation that sometimes I think it's a higher rate of divorce than the first marriage.
It is.
And so we have to be adults. We have to have the reality of like, we're going to love each other forever. And if we don't, let's make sure we have a game plan.
So what's your bottom line, Jason? Who needs a prenup and who doesn't?
I would say when I have a couple where it is a big difference in asset levels that they're coming to the table, those are the clients that really need to be protected the most because they have the most to lose. So if you're coming in and you have millions of dollars and your new spouse is in debt, you are a person who, especially if you're my client, I'm going to say, the reality is that this may not be your last marriage. This is a protection factor for your kids. That's what it usually is about.
Can I just add something? It's not always divorce where a prenup is the protecting factor. So I've talked about my mom, right? On the show, my mother is in her 80s, and we just lost my stepfather. They got married when he was about 75 and she was about 70. They got a prenup, and that prenup has been pretty protective in death. It's like an additional layer with the will and with the estate plan. It's another document that gives your wishes a little bit of room to breathe.
Can you explain to me between a community property state or a common law state, sort of the pluses and minuses? Obviously, California, community property state. So when we hear about celebrities getting divorced, we know that they have to split things equally. Is that right?
Yeah, and go back to the idea of the yours, ours, and mine, right? That's a lot of things that you can look at. Like in Arizona, it's a community property state. So if you're coming in as a second marriage, having the conversation going, are you going to keep these assets in your sole name? Are you going to keep those as mine? Are you going to have new marital assets that are going to be part of the community property that effectively helps minimize some taxes after you're gone in the community property state? But you also have to think about if you're coming in and you have millions of dollars and your new spouse is in debt, right? If you start to combine assets and you now are sued, those combined assets are part of that judgment. So really understanding your state laws, common law, a little different. You can kind of segment. You never blend assets. You never have to worry about that pre-marriage. But community property gets a little trickier, especially for new second marriages.
Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky is sponsored by Edelman Financial Engines. To learn more, visit our website, everydaywealth.com.